At 1:30 a.m., Kelsey sent a text message asking for help and providing details of their location. By 5 a.m., her friend in London had responded, saying that he had made contact with a team of rescuers. It was snowing heavily and the winds were fierce. The climbers got several messages from the rescue team, telling them to be strong. The rescuers' helicopter had been unable to take off because of the severe weather. By the time the helicopter found the climbers, their food supplies were running out. They had eaten just 2 peanuts each in 12 hours, and they had already spent a night in temperatures of minus 15 degrees Celsius. Kelsey explained, "We knew if they didn't reach us, we had little chance of surviving. It was such a relief when they finally reached us."
Page 28. Exercise A. Grammar snapshot. Read and listen to the article. Notice how past actions and events are described.
Stranded climbers rescued by text message. Two climbers stranded on a Swiss mountain during a snowstorm were rescued by a helicopter yesterday. 2 days before, they had sent an SOS text message from a cell phone to a friend in London. Rachel Kelsey, 34, and Jeremy Colenso, 33, both experienced climbers, had checked the weather forecast for a week before they set out. And on the way up, the weather was perfect. However, as they were climbing down from the summit of Pisa Badile, they were forced to stop and take shelter behind a large rock. A severe snowstorm had suddenly begun, and their descent had become impossible.